This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Not to channel my inner 80-year-old self, but how about that weather? What a beautiful day.
Babe, you bring out your 80-year-old self at the beginning of every program because the first thing you always do is comment about the weather, and that's okay. It's okay.
Feeling regular.
Had a good weekend.
Every hour.
A little too warm.
Okay.
It's February.
I know it's February. It's February 3rd, Dan.
It's supposed to be cool.
No. Anyway, everybody have a good weekend.
Don't get your hopes up. Winter will come again.
Yes, of course.
This is what we call fake spring number one.
That's right.
Fake spring number one.
False springs as well.
All right. Good to be with you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. Nikki from our sister station, 99.7 The Point, is in studio. Can I read from your Facebook? Mm. Let's get right to this.
Of course, Owen. I think I'm on the wrong one. Oh, there it is. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Sam.
We all work. We have microphones. We know how to use them. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, guys.
You wrote on Saturday morning, "God saved my life last night. A couple of girlfriends and I went downtown, an early dinner and a drink. I left the spot we were at to go move my car, and I was approached by a man who pulled a gun on me and stuck it in my ribs. This was at 8 p.m. on a heavily traveled main road where there were people all around. That man didn't care. He didn't care that people could see. I need you to understand our city is not like it used to be. I love this city so much, but now I don't feel safe and I'm heartbroken. I'm sharing this because this could happen to anyone. For crying out loud, it was 8 p.m. It was early. Always be aware of your surroundings and use the buddy system. Mm. We're dealing with a different level of recklessness out on these streets. Thank you, Kansas City, Missouri Police, for taking this seriously. We need our police now more than ever. Thank God you're okay.
Amen. Say it again. Look, hands down, Friday was the scariest night of my entire life. The scariest night of my life. I could easily not be sitting here right now. I mean, if this could have played out completely different. And I know that, and I am grateful. Thank you, God, for, you know, keeping me here. But I'm telling you right now, this frazzled me. This shook me. And now my head is on a swivel.
But Nikki, I'm going to say this, and I love you so much. And I spent the weekend just enraged that this happened to you. We have spent our entire careers in the media. And so for anyone to not that, oh, we've got to have my head on a swivel. We walk around with our head on a swivel because of all of the stories that we tell and share and, you know, all of the things that we all collectively do.
Sure.
And to your point, this was 8 p.m. Not that I'm saying this would be okay if it happened at 2 a.m. But at 8 p.m.,
That's the thing.
You were still relatively aware of your surroundings. It was a busy area. Like, help people understand exactly where this happened.
Sure.
And what is the first thing you remember when you knew I am in trouble?
So this was right on Grand, guys. Okay, this is a heavily traveled area right down from T-Mobile Center. Think about how many times You have been on Grand, walking to a restaurant, walking to a bar, walking to a concert. Sure. It's 8 p.m. on a Friday. There are families at dinner. There are people walking all around. So, yes, of course, I am always on alert, but I didn't realize that somebody could be so bold to try and pull something like this at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And this was across the street from the Record Bar, right?
So this was a couple doors down, if you know where the Cigar Box is. I grew up going to the Cigar Box. That was my place. I love them. I love Frank. That's family. I have felt safe there always in that area on Grand. I've walked up and down that sidewalk 1,000 times. And it took one predator watching me, waiting for me, to park my car. I parallel parked on Grand, found a spot right there. Parked my car, got out, walked around the car. It took 10 seconds. That's what I want you to pay attention to. When you hear my voice, it took 10 seconds for this to happen. So if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
So he's
this man.
Go ahead.
Came from behind me, ran up on me, and said, give me those keys. And I didn't understand. I was like, wait, what? What's happening? Like, is this somebody that knows me? Like trying to pull a joke on me?
Right.
You're in shock. Like, what are you talking about?
Am I parked in a towing zone?
Right.
Like all the
right.
things you would be thinking.
Exactly.
Did you see the gun or feel the gun?
Well, that's when I told the guy, I said, no. Like, you're not taking my, no. Now, looking back, I probably should have just gave him my keys. But when I said no, he opened his jacket and took a gun and stuck it in my ribs. And I looked right down at that gun. I could tell you the color. Mm. I could tell you the make. I could tell you that it had a scope on it. I knew everything about that gun because that was the immediate threat. And I locked in. And my initial reaction, my initial, help, help. I mean, I just started screaming. Oh,
take your time.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just a lot. And I just screamed, thank God there was a couple about 12 feet in front of us. They turned around and it scared him and he took off running. And then I ran for my life back.
Go back to this, Nikki. There was a couple 12
yes.
feet from you when this happened.
When I said this, there were people out. There were people at dinner. When I'm telling you, there were people all around. This is a different level of recklessness that we're dealing with. They don't care. They don't care that people see. They don't care that they're out. They are out causing chaos. And it does not matter to them. Our city, I need people to understand, our city is not the same. And we have to do something about it.
What I said again and again over the weekend, Nikki, and mm-hmm. I said this to you, I said this to anyone who would listen, is that the homicides make the news, and they should. We have
sure.
a problem with violent crime in this city. We have a problem with homicides. Every year it seems to get worse. What people really need to understand, if mm-hmm. they get into the weeds of the crime statistics, the homicides, as bad as those are, and as much as we should care, are a fraction of the people who mm-hmm. are shot and or robbed at gunpoint.
Yes.
None of that is going to make the news. The non-fatal shootings and the aggravated assaults do not make the news. And if they could or if they did, every mm-hmm. single person at the Kansas City Star and all the television mm-hmm. stations would have to triple their staffs, and all the news would be the aggravated assaults.
Yep. And that's where I step in, because now it's happened to me, and thank God I'm blessed with a platform, and I'm going to be loud as hell, because now you need to know.
You were told this happens all the time.
When the detective brought me in, she was like, Nikki, this happens almost every day. You're so lucky you didn't get shot. It's just nobody reports on it. I was shook. I'm like, your children that are going out to Power and Light, your children that are going out for drinks or going to the coffee shop or going out to listen to some music. How many times do you park and you get out of your car, you lock it, and you're like, oh, I'll just meet you guys inside. How many times does that happen?
I know, as a woman, you think,
yes.
Oh my God, oh, this is great. I got a front parking space.
Yes, like,
so
score.
I don't have to be in a parking garage by myself.
Right, right. And what's crazy, my girlfriend, Erin, who, I left two of my girls in the Cigar Box. I'm like, oh, guys, I'm just moving my car. Like, God, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Like, dude, I'm just going to park it and I'll be right back. And she's like, I feel like I should go with you. And I said, seriously, like, I was raised around guns. I pack. I do. I am very safe. I am trained. My stuff is legal. Everything. And I said to myself, I was like, I don't need to.
Would it have mattered?
It's two doors down.
Would it have mattered?
I think that it would have hurt me more, because if I were to bring that out, I think he would have panicked and he would have just pulled that trigger.
Would it have mattered that your girlfriend went with you? Because I don't think, I wonder if there's a couple
right
there.
I don't know. I don't, honestly, Dana, I don't know.
But they prey on.
But they're there and they're watching you. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They're watching you. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I do not want this to happen to somebody else's daughter. I don't want this to happen to somebody else's kid. I don't want it to happen to you. If it can happen to me in 10 seconds, it can happen to anybody. And we have to get the word out that this is going on in our city. This is the city I was born and raised in, that I grew up in, that I love. And I'm heartbroken and I'm mad, because we have to do something.
So then the question becomes what? Because outside of stationing a police officer right there every 20 mm-hmm. feet downtown, mm-hmm. Nikki, I don't know what you do. I have had friends who have survived violent crime downtown. And one of them, it was a shooting right in front of them, Scott. They dove for cover. It happened right in front of them. And they said, look, an officer was there within seconds. That's reactive. We are now at a point where I think we have to have the conversation about the proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Because and as great as the police department were with you, Nikki,
yeah.
And I think these idiots struck again, and we're going to get back to that because I hopefully there's an arrest. It's still reactive.
We need tools in our toolbox. I'm very much, I operate from the mindset of setting yourself up for success. And when I see this, and now that I know, you know, what has happened, I want to be prepared the best I can be. I mean, obviously things happen and you can't prepare for everything in life, but I sure can start going to self-defense classes. I sure can understand what to do when somebody comes up behind me. I want to prepare myself. So yeah, I mean, we're bringing our listeners to a self-defense class. I want to make sure people are aware of the stuff that's going on. Let's have the conversations. I had Captain Jake Bakina in this morning from Kansas City and Missouri Police. And I said, how can you and I work together? What can we do? I know you're short staffed. I know we need police officers and they're hiring. If you want to be there, they're hiring. But what can we do using our platforms to help spread awareness so I can set these families up for success and your kids so you have a better chance and you don't have to go through this?
Can you stick around for one more segment?
Of course.
Okay, Nikki from Ponch and Nikki, 99.7 The Point, joining us in studio. We'll continue with her in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.